Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless the name of the Lord, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with the love of my life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, sweetie, and thanks to all of you for tuning in or clicking on. Tonight, after a short news segment in answer to your many requests over the next few weeks, we will look at the recent release documents on UFOs, or UAPs as it's now referred to, and see what the Bible says about what most of us call spiritual hosts of wickedness, as well as God's heavenly kingdom with his divine counsel, the fall of Lucifer, Noah's flood, and how his word frames these avoided topics. But first, let us covet God's protection and his blessing as we give him all glory.
Abba, Father, King of the universe, and God above all gods, we thank you for our many blessings in every breath we take. We trust you and glorify you alone. We appreciate knowing that it really is your desire to share with us continual added details about your universe. It is our honor to be your servants and share these truths. We humbly ask for your blessing on tonight's program as we offer up to you our recent prayer requests concerning health issues and financial needs, with the number one request always for the salvation of our loved ones. Give your protection and wisdom to our leaders to fulfill Scripture, and may these prayers be a sweet-smelling incense ascending to your throne. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, President Trump surely does need our prayers, being pressured by a divided council.
For sure. You know, a fierce debate has been going on at the White House, and finally the president, although I'm sure with reluctance, has taken another, this time, a 60-day period of wiggle room to supposedly reach a final deal. Meanwhile,
Memorandum
of understanding is in the negotiating phase.
The 60-day pause conveniently will take us to after our 250-year celebrations.
Yes, and the Gulf states agreed as well not to start attacking, because they fear retaliation on their own infrastructure from Iran. As well, Vice President Vance, Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner like the pause as well, until a final peace deal can be agreed upon, which I think is a joke. And this pause goes against the wisdom, however, of some senior officials like Lindsey Graham, and also, but very covertly, Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth, and most of all, of course, Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu wanted a complete regime change, which means go back in now and finish the job.
Well, it's not finished. It's not finalized yet.
But not looking good for any regime change unless the people get more weapons and can still rise up.
But President Trump does deserve credit, because, well, at least he tried.
Oh, absolutely. He does. For his intentions were good. He was willing to confront the Islamic Republic more aggressively than any Western leader before him, and did accomplish major setbacks. But apparently there is still more accessible enriched uranium, I understand. And also, Trump thought he'd be dealing with rational people, not fully understanding their real goal was only to survive.
Which now they have.
Yes, and with even gradual sanctions, that gives them relief. And then also their selling of some of their oil, which also gives them time to breathe. And we'll build more missiles and, of course, regroup. And that's what the Memorandum of Understanding does, while nuclear talks are negotiated over the next 60 days. Hopefully, that all will change, since yesterday, Iran was found to be laying more mines in the strait. And we had to hit southern Iran's launching sites, which were a threat to U.S. troops.
But he said ceasefire is still ongoing.
Obviously, Trump doesn't want a war, at least right now.
Right. Gotta lower these gas prices.
Yes, and can't be in a war while the boxing match or the World Cup is here, and certainly not over the 250th anniversary of America's patriotism. And then there's the midterms coming.
Certainly can't be in a war then.
Meanwhile, and here's the horrible part, the Iranian people are suffering.
And they feel betrayed.
Yes, left alone with an even worse regime than before. So again, can they fight against the ongoing threat of execution? Right now, the IRGC is claiming victory in spite of its losses. And why is that?
Because they survived.
Exactly. And now Iran will lie, and they'll lay low till Trump is gone, when they can once again rise up to what they have been saying for decades.
Death to Israel.
And then Ezekiel's prophecy will be fulfilled.
Now that is a fact.
And why they have to survive and then become powerful again. And China, in spite of Trump's visit, and finding it a huge success, which it really wasn't. Huge, that is. President Xi admitted he would still buy Iranian oil. And we know is still covertly helping Iran via trucks, railway, and planes. Landing, guess where?
Do tell.
Into Pakistan. Then loading onto trucks to Iran.
Yeah, Pakistan, the mediators.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
No.
And we now know that Qatar has been secretly sending money to Iran as well. Meanwhile, Israel keeps fighting Hezbollah and Hamas won't disarm. More details are upcoming in our newsletter going out this weekend.
Okay, you can send your comments or end-time questions to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office. But be sure to leave your phone number with a detailed message to 440-834-9006 and we will give you a call back. Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. And yes, your love offerings are greatly appreciated and needed. You can also give on shofarministries.net, where you will find our archived newsletters and past radio programs, all labeled for your convenience.
Okay, let's go.
Well, let's begin by reminding the listeners about Hebrews 5.
Good point. In that the solid food of God's word should be studied and also shared.
Yeah, Peter says to stir up one another.
And that's what we like to do at Shofar Ministry, stir to go deeper. And for sure, tonight's subject will certainly make you a deeper thinker. For these are the days of the bride who has been longing for since the Church of Ephesus, a time like this. With specific signs that Matthew 24 talks about.
Yeah, it's also in Luke 21.
You know, when Jesus was asked what will be the signs of the end of the age, his first answer was deception. And then, of course, he adds false prophets, diverse earthquakes, famines, and pestilence. And that would include COVID. And now the Hanta virus. And as well, a stronger Ebola is back. And a slew of other diseases. And then in verse 11 of Luke 21, Jesus says this.
There will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven.
The heavens we observe, or in outer space that our pilots and astronauts see. And Jesus goes on to say, they, meaning the Jews, will be betrayed and hated. And that's so happening, even in America. But back in verse 9, he also said,
When you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately.
And that's where we are today. These days are the foreshadows of what will happen on a much bigger scale during the tribulation. So, what fearful sights is now being more revealed and exposed?
UAPs.
Mm-hmm. And now we are hearing, many from the heart, testimonies on a larger scale that never before, and by very credible people, seeing green entities, grays, reptilian-type figures, and landing saucers. Hundreds say they were abducted and then returned. So how many have been abducted and not returned? As in those scientists who just disappeared? Could they have been abducted?
And why would God allow it?
They probably weren't Bible-believing Christians. But anyway, Jesus did warn that deception would be rampant, which is why many believe there is real aliens living on other planets. Seldom on regular left-leaning TV news do you hear that the sightings are demonic or that fallen angels have been given more leeway to deceive, so that when the rapture happens, those left behind will no doubt believe it's from aliens that took us to another planet.
And we'll say good riddance.
Therefore, why abductions are allowed to happen today, that could be the reason. Also remember, unless we inform others ahead of time, those who are left, not having the Holy Spirit to understand, won't realize that it was actually God, our Creator, that takes us away from evil.
In fact, there's a few scriptures to support what you just said.
Yes, and it's in the Old Testament, as in Psalm 57, verse 1.
The righteous perishes.
Okay, now, stop here for just a second. The Hebrew word for perish is abad, number 6. And in section 2 of the Brown's Lexicon, it also means to vanish. And that's definitely an important note. So please read that again, honey.
Psalm 57, verse 1. The righteous vanish, and no man takes it to heart. Merciful men are taken away, while no one considers that the righteous is taken away from evil.
Wow. Notice he says, the righteous. That has to be referring to the rapture.
Amen to that.
And another confirming Old Testament scripture is in Psalm 12, verse 1.
Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men.
Now that's pretty plain. And that, again, is from the Old Testament, so not just a New Testament idea or from Margaret MacDonald's dream. You know, many who study these matters have always said UFO abduction is exactly what would be said when we disappear, and why now we will hear more about UFOs and not just sightings, but abductions as well. Therefore, at the rapture, they will be more susceptible for the unrighteous to be deceived, which is why now is the right time for President Trump to disclose and be more transparent in order to set the stage for the final act. Another reason God chose Trump to be president.
At the last Trump.
Right. That's surely just a coincidence. We are living as in the days of Noah, in that hybridization is the theme. Back in Noah's days, the fallen angels, and we know angels can look like us.
Hebrews 13 and Genesis 18.
And it tells us in Genesis 6:4, the sons of God, which is what God called his angels, as confirmed in Job chapter 1, cohabitated with women and produced giants called Nephilim. And we know they have a seed because Genesis 3 verse 9 tells us so.
So the human race became defiled, except for Noah and his family.
For sure. It's a mix of evil DNA with human DNA.
and they're doing it again, but this time in a laboratory.
Yes, and confirming Revelation 13. You know, we gave quotes last week from Dr. Phoenix, Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, and also tech billionaire Peter Thiel, who all agreed chips will be integrated in people's brains very soon, and everyone will want it.
Could that be the iron mixed with clay?
Maybe. Anyhow, experiments are already being done using volunteers and those who actually will benefit due to brain injuries, strokes, blindness, deafness, etc.
So right now, it seems like a good thing.
And actually, for many, it is, because today, there's a missing element. No one yet has to agree to worship and bow down to the beast. But after the rapture, closer to the middle of the tribulation, they will have to.
So today is not the mark yet.
Correct. But the main thing is that the technology is all in place as the foreshadow, because we can't go from A to Z in a month. It needs to be gradual and ready to be implemented on a large scale. Therefore, we see that's exactly what's been happening, actually for years. Another sign that God wants us to realize just how close we are.
Very close.
Okay, time for some definitions.
Yes, define fallen angel.
Well, we kind of have, but let's go way back. Prideful Lucifer rebelled before Adam and Eve were even created.
Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28.
And he took a third of the angels with him, according to Revelation 12:4.
And now he's called Satan, meaning adversary or accuser.
Then God destroyed the earth, so they no longer had access to Eden, so had to stay in utter darkness. Then later, God restored the earth, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, and then created Adam and put him in Eden. Lucifer, now called Satan, although not positive it was him, tempted Eve, which brought sin and death. Then in Genesis 6 we read, some of those fallen angels,
Enoch says 200,
so not all, impregnated women, producing the giants. And then came Noah's flood, where the disembodied spirits of the dead giants, called demons, were left, and still remain to roam the earth, looking for any host to occupy.
Confirmed in Scripture by Jesus himself.
Mm-hmm. Those 200 are waiting in Tartarus till the tribulation, when they will be let out to cause much havoc on the earth.
Revelation 9.
And by the way, the giants would mate with animals, which is why we see many pictographs on cave walls of half animal and half human, and probably dinosaurs were more likely during Noah's days. The other rebellious angels with Lucifer that did not cohabitate with women watched from the heavenlies and are still roaming, that Paul refers to in Ephesians 6, and who the good angels, Gabriel and Michael, had to fight in chapter 10 of Daniel.
Called the Prince of Persia.
That's today's Iran, who obviously still has that fallen angel corrupting the minds of Islam, who goes by the name of Allah, who demands worship and be sure is getting plenty. And he sure is getting plenty of it. All the angels that rebelled with Lucifer were already judged to eventually, just not yet, to die as men, confirmed in Psalm 82, which we'll look at in a minute. They knew they were unredeemable, so other already fallen angels from Lucifer's group once again mated with women and produced more giants, because they still needed to corrupt the gene pool to stop the Messiah, as was promised to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3. And those rebellious angels that mated with women are also chained in Tartarus. But the other remaining fallen angels still inhabit the heavenlies with Satan, who now have a closer access to the earth and are now showing themselves, along with help from the demonic realm and are getting ready for the tribulation.
Anyhow, that's how we see giant showing up after the flood.
As in Goliath and the Amorites and the Canaanites that scared the Israelites so much they refused to enter Canaan even though they had God on their side. So they wandered for 40 more years till that generation died, except Joshua and Caleb, the only two who initially said to go in and conquer the land.
Eventually, they did.
Anyhow, how else can you connect the dots to answer the question that so many ask? How were there giants after the flood? Certainly, the good angels, after seeing that the rebellious angels were not redeemable, would repeat the rebellion as ludicrous. It was those angels, knowing they were already unredeemable and certainly mad at God, so as a last resort, tried to change the gene pool again.
You know, they really had nothing to lose.
As well, God would not put a bad seed on the ark. And by the way, Genesis 6 verse 4 does tell us there would be giants also after the flood. Let's read that.
There were giants on the earth in those days and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown.
Sons of God always refers to his created angels in the Old Testament, and they existed before Adam.
Job 38.
Okay, so we know God has his different ranks of angels.
And some are of his divine counsel.
Yes. We know that Psalm 82, again, angels that God refers to are called God's little g, or sons of God.
B'nai ha-Elohim.
Because he created them first. But now in the New Testament of Luke 3, Adam and also the church can be called the sons of God because we became righteous and joined his family. So let's read from the ESV as it is closest to the Dead Sea Scrolls. Psalm 82, verse 1.
God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods, he holds judgment.
Okay, that's of course certain good angels he would counsel or converse with. The story of Ahab is a great example of this in 1 Kings 22 and 2 Chronicles 18, which we'll look at next week. But in Genesis 10, we know from Enoch and in Deuteronomy 32:8, especially in the Septuagint, that God, after Babylon, divided the land and gave each good angel a certain area or nation to watch over, to assist the people and to help them, but that God himself would take Israel. But here in Psalm 82, they didn't stay good, and we see he's extremely unhappy with them. So God heavily rebukes these little g gods. Let's read this again and start from verse 1.
God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods, he holds judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Give justice to the weak and fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men, you shall die and fall like any prince.
Okay, and we're going to review that again next week. So we do see these heavenly hosts have now been judged. I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu, Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. Shalom.
thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.